We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, I just spent the last few minutes online looking on how to say the name of one of the candidates for the general manager position that the Vikings spoke to yesterday. They spoke to John Spytek from the Buccaneers, and they spoke to Catherine Raich from the Philadelphia Eagles, and they spoke to, I almost feel I should spell it, but it's, I'm going to take a shot because I did find the pronunciation for the first name, except it had four different pronunciations. I'm going with the first one, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah. And they're all like VPs with these teams. He's with the Cleveland Browns. And this is where we miss Sid Hartman. I would love to have heard Sid pronounce his name.
Yep.
If you remember how Sid could, he still couldn't pronounce my name for the 40 whatever years I knew him. I think I told you once I had to sit him down and phonetically go through the spelling or the pronunciation of my name. San, I made him say San, then I made him say Severe. He still wound up saying Sansevier, but he's got it once he got it right. Anyway, I like the guy. They've interviewed four so far. I like the guy that they interviewed from the Titans, Monty Ossenfort, Laverne native, played at Minnesota Morris as a quarterback. And again, I like him because he would perhaps hire Todd Downing, my top pick,
right,
to be the coach. And also, I do believe that it doesn't hurt if you're from Minnesota because you know the pain of this franchise. And that's significant, I think.
I agree. No, I'm still with you on Downing. I have a feeling, it's just my gut, that the candidate that they're most serious about is Doug Peterson from the former Philadelphia Eagles coach. So, and they interviewed the woman from Philadelphia yesterday you know, for the GM slot. Again, like you said, Bob, normally if they're hiring a GM based on who they think they're going to get, probably have an idea as to who that person's going to select as a coach. So maybe that's part of why, you know, people have been criticizing the Wolf, saying, why are you interviewing coaches? Get a GM. Maybe they want to interview the coaches themselves so they can get a feel for what the GM may want to bring in as a coach. I don't know.
Well, you know what, Jeff, though? Here's what I don't understand. I don't have a problem. I own this team, right? Let's say I'm one of the Wills. I should have no problem hiring my coach first if I'm concerned he'll go elsewhere, because it's not uncommon for a team to bring in a GM that already has a coach in place. And you just tell this GM, can you work with this guy? Because this is the guy I want, and this is the guy I'm hiring. If they say no, then you don't hire him. Because if Peterson is their choice, I mean, like I said, I've been on the record. I like Downing. I'd have no problem with Peterson. And the other guy I'm really intrigued by after reading the SI story about him, and people should check this out, Nathaniel Hackett, the offensive coordinator for the Packers. This guy, I mean, his background, he was like a break dancer. He wanted to be like a backup dancer, I think, with Janet Jackson. And he, you know, he was thinking of becoming a doctor, and then he switched gears. So, I mean, he's a fast, and they say he's great in the locker room, and he does voices. So I just think the guy could be a character. And, yeah, winning be great, too, but I like a guy who's entertaining.
Right, right.
So I don't know how much you know about him, but he's intriguing to me.
I know. Yeah, he's, you know, they're all, what there's, it seems to me with a lot, you know, the Peterson is kind of an outlier, but what they seem to be trying to do is find that Sean McVay, Matt LaFleur type, right? Which up and coming assistant can we find that's gonna duplicate what they've done with their teams? And so I think that's why, you know, Hackett's intriguing. But again, it goes back to Downing. I don't think they've interviewed him yet. I'm a little surprised that they didn't do it in the bye week.
He's not on the list of many teams, but I believe he will be after this weekend. And if that team does indeed, the Titans, win the Super Bowl. And again, very quickly, the reason I like him, not because he's a Minnesotan, because he took an offense that lost the best running back in football in Derrick Henry. And even though they have a great defense, no doubt, but he helped that offense get to the point where they can win enough games and adjust to not have Henry and be the top rated team or the top seeded team in the AFC. That's doing something. And the offense is unquestionably his, where he calls the plays and he runs that offense. That's why I like this guy, because he can adjust and adapt on the fly, which he had no choice but to do. All right, we got to shift gears here for this. You sent me a story today, and I didn't notice, it didn't say where, and I don't think it was, I know it wasn't the Buffalo system. Buffalo, Hanover, Montrose, where on the school board. A substitute teacher fired, the teacher claims, because the teacher would not meow back to a kid who identifies as a cat. And actually, the sub even said what I was thinking. If they don't have a litter box in that classroom, they have no business firing this teacher. Right?
Yeah,
I agree.
Because
the district's not acknowledging it. But that's just
I guess it was a funny story. I guess that she's calling attendance and for calling roll, taking roll. And when she read the kid's name, you got a meow back. And she's like, excuse me? And some other kid in the class said, oh, yeah, he identifies as a feline. You have to meow back to him. And she made some comment about a litter box, and the kid stormed out. She got hauled into the principal's office. And she goes, well, across, I guess she did a TikTok video. She said, cross another school off the list.
Well, this sub is just lucky the kid didn't come up and claw her. Scratch her face or bite her. Mm-hmm. She'd need to get shots. That's quite the story. Now, here's that one I still have questions about its validity. But here's one I don't question. Mayor Fry over in Minneapolis being sued. And the reason I have no question about it is because you and your law firm are the ones suing him. And what is that's about that's right. The way he's treated bars and restaurants, right?
Yeah, so last week, remember the announcement, both mayors of Minneapolis and St. Paul announced that they were going to, by order, require that if you were going to go into a bar or restaurant, any place of public accommodation where food or beverage is sold and served for on-site consumption, that's the wording in the order.
Yep.
Can you tell that I've been reading this thing?
Oh, yeah.
That you have to either provide proof of vaccination, meaning your card or a photo of your card, or you have to provide a negative test result, and it has to be through a lab, which is rather impractical because if you're talking about, a 72-hour turnaround on the lab test, you're supposed to plan 3 days in advance if you want to go out for a drink. So, we have a lot of clients in the hospitality industry in Minneapolis. They're very concerned that, already with the public safety issues, you've driven people away from going downtown or going to Minneapolis. So they're already concerned about that. They're concerned that this is just going to further exacerbate that. Plus, the burden that's put on these business owners and their staff to try to enforce this ordinance is just too much.
Absurd.
You have to pull somebody away from your workforce is already depleted. Now you got to pull somebody away to man the door to check on this. And one of my biggest concerns, Bob, is when you have the civil disobedience crowd that wants to show up, basically storm the door. You're setting up an employee for a physical confrontation with somebody or more than one person, and the Minneapolis police are understaffed. They don't come out for a lot of typical crimes. Why would they come out to break up a fight over this? So it was a dumb decision. We're hoping, we're hoping to be in court, either later today or tomorrow morning before this thing really kicks into high gear. And I hope that the mayor seriously reconsiders.
What court is it? District court? So it's obviously a local court.
It'll be Hennepin County District Court. Yeah.
Right.
The theories we're suing under, Bob, it's state law. It's a violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the Minnesota State Constitution because, again, we're treating hospitality businesses different than other businesses. And then we have if you look at the ordinance that Fry relied upon to issue this order, talks about an emergency and the governor not acting, but Governor Walz terminated the state emergency back in July and has been on record saying we don't need to declare another emergency. So I think the prerequisites for him even getting to have the authority to issue this aren't there, and we're gonna challenge him in court on it.
Well, good luck with that. I hope it. It should work out. Let's hope so. Depending on the judge you get, Jeff, always appreciate it. Attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone, Going to kick Mayor Fry's butt. We'll see. Hopefully you do. Take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back.